This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Skuring and Utermarkt, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, and the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Precision Pulley and Idler, Hubes Garage, Melcher Dallas Schools, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, and Van Wall Equipment in Knoxville and Indianola. Enjoy the program.
A longtime local law enforcement officer for the Department of Natural Resources owes his life to the work of professional and volunteer first responders. In the fifth part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in depth with Rick McGill.
Rick, you survived a blood clot.
That's correct.
What does that mean? I know clotted blood, but I presume it clotted inside in a vein or an artery and it moved somewhere and things went south.
That's correct. And of course, the real danger there is that the victim has no idea that that blood clot exists. I never felt anything. I had no pain, no hint that I had a clot. It was in my left leg. And it broke loose from my left leg on a New Year's Eve evening. And we'd been in town and visiting friends and had a game night, stopped at Walmart for a few things, and I drove home, pulled into the drive, and I was carrying some groceries into the house. And we have a four-season porch, and I walked in on that porch, and that blood clot had broken loose from my leg, went into my heart, and I forced it through the heart, and it lodged between my lungs and the heart and shut everything down instantaneously. And I never felt any pain. I wasn't running a temperature. I didn't get dizzy. One minute I'm 100%, and the next minute I woke up in a hospital and had been in there for a couple days.
So you just dropped?
Absolutely. Didn't catch myself, didn't know I was going down. I just hit the floor, cracked my head open. My wife wanted a hot tub on that porch, and I told her we had to get a floor that wouldn't be slippery. So we put a stone floor down, and that's what was on that floor. My head hit it, and I cracked it open. I was bleeding from the back of my head, and my wife realized that I was not responding to anything. I was gone. And so she called 911, and the dispatcher said, well, the EMT unit's out on another call, so we'll have to scramble the volunteers, which meant I wasn't going to make it.
Okay, and do you live in the country or
yeah,
in
live,
town?
Yeah, we live just east of the Somerset Winery,
okay,
just a few drives east of the Somerset Winery. My wife runs a raspberry business. She started that when we both retired. And so she has a little raspberry business there. And I work in the timber. We have about 65 acres there on a corner.
Okay, so she dialed 911 and they rallied some volunteers. And what agency was it?
That would have been Warren County Sheriff's Office that she called through. And so it was the Indianola Fire and Rescue that they were trying to activate. Two police officers, Brian Stearns and Devin Weeks, in Indianola were on duty that night in a two-officer patrol car. And they heard the dispatcher say that she was going to have to scramble volunteers. And they looked at each other, and one of them said, we can get there faster than they can. And they took it upon themselves to answer the call and head for our place. And so they were the first ones to arrive. And they immediately cut my coat off, one of the nicest down-filled coats I ever owned. And we still have goose down floating around in that room once in a while.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Josh Mick, McCoy True Value, Houston's on Main, Verduft Agency, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Police Department, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Racing, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Rick McGill.
And how long ago was this?
Maybe a year ago, in January. They cut the coat off and started CPR. Fortunately for me, Norwalk was on the bypass, and they had already handled a call and had dropped somebody off. And we're headed back to their base, and they thought, we can get there faster than Indianola can. So they weren't that far from 65-69 interchange. So they responded. They just heard the radio traffic and took it upon themselves to respond. So they got there the police department was there for a few minutes, and then they arrived and could take over. And they had the equipment, all the technology and the new stuff that would do the compressions and everything. And I was probably gone almost 9 minutes.
What do you mean gone?
Just basically dead for 9 minutes. But the police had started the CPR, so they kept blood flowing. And then the emergency unit from Norwalk came in and took over. And then Indianola showed up, their EMT unit, and then a deputy sheriff. That's how many responders showed up at our place, not knowing who it was. I mean, they didn't know me from Adam. It was just, they just wanted to do the right thing. And you think about that, in the decision that two officers made to leave the city limits of Indianola, which is generally their routine jurisdiction, took it upon themselves to do that. Now, they wouldn't do that if they didn't have an administrative chief that empowered them to make those kinds of decisions and wouldn't hold them accountable for that. And so you had to have that in place as well. They had to have the kind of administrative guidance that was responsible enough and wanted to do the right thing for the community, that he said, when you get a call and it's a possible life emergency, just go. Just do it. And you got to give them a lot of credit for that. So you've got good officers, and then you've got good administrative leadership. All that had to fall in place for me to be here today. And so I really am immensely grateful that all of that stuff was in place. The doctor told me after I came to in the hospital, I saw the nurses first, of course, and they would come in and say, well, how's our miracle patient doing today? And I would think, what in the world? Why are they calling me a miracle patient? And the doctor came in later and sat down and talked about how I was doing and everything, and he goes, you know, you've got really good blood pressure, and you've got a good strong heart, and you've got pretty timely care. Without all of that falling into place, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation. Only 1 out of 10 people survive what you just went through. And he put me on a blood thinner for a while, and then I went to my local doctor and she followed up on it for about 6 months. I didn't like taking it. I've never taken medication, and I've finally gotten down off of it in 6 months, and then now I take a low-dose aspirin once a day, and they say chances are I'll never experience anything like that again.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Motor Inn Auto Group Service Department, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Every Step, Mahaska Bottling Company, Culver's Appella, To Be Constructed, and Corner Sundry.
I continued my conversation with Rick McGill.
The Indianola police guys just took off. Yep. They knew that they could get there faster. It would have been easy for them to say, oh, you know, that's too bad.
Yeah, very easy. You know, they could have said, well, that's going to interfere with us possibly busting some bad guys,
right.
You know. But the police officers in general take the job to help people. That's their original driving force is not to go out and arrest people. They're what they're really motivated by is their ability to go out and help people. And so that's what they're really after, and these two officers definitely demonstrated that to the entire public. Unfortunately, you hear about something that goes south with law enforcement and it isn't handled well, and then the media blows that up and we take a look at that and we should, as a community, we should make sure that those types of things don't happen. But we don't spend enough time talking about the good things that people do in law enforcement.
Yeah, the 99.9.
That's exactly right. What they do, the mundane routine stuff, everything from helping someone with a broke down vehicle to helping an elderly person get something done, to saving lives. And they do it all the time. They do it day after day after day, and they get very little credit for it.
Well, the Norwalk ambulance guys, they could have just said, oh, that's too bad, I gotta get back to Norwalk.
Yeah, like to get back and clean up, you know, gotta clean the vehicle up, gotta do this, gotta do that, gotta do some paperwork maybe. But no, they said, and of course, those people are really motivated into life saving. That's what they do.
They said, we're gonna go get that, we're gonna go save that person.
Yep, and they did.
And so they heard that radio call, and the adrenaline sets in, and they're all in.
Yep. The lights go on, and they showed up in a timely manner. They had the equipment. They started the compressions, and, of course, a number of other things, undoubtedly. They probably had an IV in me and everything else. I'm not cognizant of any of it. I didn't wake up until I'd been in the hospital a day. So.
Well, and Warren County is a big county. The sheriff's deputies got there as soon as they could. They might have been in the other corner of the county.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And there was New Year's Eve night. That's a busy time. Mm-hmm. And so law enforcement could be tied up doing any number of things on that particular evening.
But they all rolled in.
They did.
To 12 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, every one of them showed up. And then they talked about it, and the Norwalk was the ones that actually transported me back to the hospital, to Mercy, because it was easier for them. They were closer to make the return trip than back to Norwalk than Indianola would have been. And Indianola was the volunteer unit anyway, so the full-time people on the Norwalk squad decided to transport me.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Iowa Clinics Indianola with same-day appointments, Indianola School District, and Sports Page Grill in Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, the Pella Walmart, Vanderbeek Photography, Indianola Memorial Works, Tyson's Appella, and Ellis Law Office in Indianola.
I continued my conversation with Rick McGill.
And so the Indianola volunteers came through, and they were there too?
Yeah, they were there to help. And they had a little trouble. It was so cold that night that they got the gurney out, and you know how those are collapsible, and they have to close it down to then lift you up and put you in the ambulance. Yeah, it had froze, and they had to break it loose to get it to collapse back so that they could get it back in the ambulance, in the unit.
Well, and I guess listening to your story, I can't help but think of your wife standing there watching all this happen.
Oh, yeah. It had more of an impact, I think, on her than it did me, because I wasn't cognizant of any of it. But she stood there and was afraid that that was going to be the end of it for me. So it definitely impacted her. I'm sure she did a lot of hovering, and still to this day is kind of concerned about when I, you know, the day before, I took a 45-minute walk out in the timber in that snow and cold. I had deer feeding stations. I have trail cameras, and I went out and pulled the cards on them. I went up to her berry operation and checked to see if there was any rabbit damage and checked for rabbit tracks. I was gone 45 minutes out on my own. And if it had happened on that walk, I wouldn't be here today, because they wouldn't have found me until I was stone cold.
Okay, so a couple of things. First, what do you have to say to those people that stepped up and helped save you?
Oh, I owe them my life. There's no question about it. All of those people. We went around after I had recovered. We stopped in at Norwalk, and we stopped in at Indianola, and at the sheriff's department, at the police department, thanked the Chief Button, for the services that his officers provided. My wife makes jam from the berries that she raises, and she has a U-pick operation, and she picks herself, and then what she picks, she converts into some really exceptional jam. And so we dropped off jars of jam for the volunteers and the EMT units and the police officers, just as a show of appreciation for what they had done.
Lastly, what do you have to say, you know, to the rest of us, the general public that doesn't always recognize that all of this stuff is happening?
I think they need to understand that we go blindly through life day after day, taking all of this for granted. You know, our tax dollars, we kind of mumble sometimes when we look at the tax bill that we pay, but that city council has to sit there and look at those dollars that are coming in and make a commitment to spend that money wisely and to buy the equipment, to fund the full-time EMT units, to hire the best police officers that they can get. And there's a lot of competition out there for good personnel. And so to get and hold good people, you have to provide them equipment, training, and wages to keep them on board. We need to understand a lot of that money goes for services that someday we'll maybe cash in on and that we could never afford individually. And that's in my case. I've gotten all my tax dollars back because I'm still alive today. I still play pool in the afternoons in the winter and play golf in the summer and take care of our acreage and help my wife with her business. I've done that for a year now that has been a gift, because without all that personnel, I wouldn't be here to do it.
Thanks to Rick McGill for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.